And here you have a therapy goal for the same client with a diagnosis of manic episode severe without psychotic symptoms. So the baseline reads, client exhibits impulsive behaviors approximately 3 times a week. The goal is for the client to reduce impulsive behaviors, for example, indiscriminate sexual relationships, making superficial cuts on wrists, from 3 times a week to 0 times a week. So again, note the goal continues to focus on behaviors related to the client's mental health diagnosis. And these behaviors were addressed in the assessment. Also make note of the measurement. Due to the high-risk behaviors, we are measuring these behaviors from 3 times a week to 0 times a week. With regards to clinical interventions, we will be providing individual therapy once a week. So again, that's your modality and frequency that must be included in the intervention section of your treatment plans. So this includes assessing for safety, including suicidality, exploring triggers to impulsive behaviors, including alcohol use, identifying negative thoughts, automatic thoughts which contribute to mood instability, including risky behaviors, teach and model thought stopping technique, model thinking before acting, including discussion of consequences. So for example, addressing how her drinking exacerbates her impulsive behaviors, and also address potential risks. And finally, assist with labeling and expressing thoughts and feelings appropriately. So again, we are identifying interventions that will assist with the client's impulsivity. However, we also are exploring triggers to the impulsive behavior, such as alcohol use. And we're also exploring the consequences of her behaviors and potential risks, being that when she drinks, her impulsive behaviors do worsen. Again, we're not shying away from discussing the client's substance use, but we are addressing the drinking behavior and providing the client with the help she needs to identify how her drinking is impacting her impulsivity. And hopefully by doing so, we're also assisting the client in developing some insight into her substance use and targeting her mental health at the same time. Remember that should we have a goal addressing the client's drinking only and interventions to only target the substance use, then technically we would not be providing integrated care, being that we would not be addressing her mental health diagnosis.